The government's disinformation efforts. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Biden administration tapping Nina Jankowicz, a fellow at a Washington think tank, to lead the new Homeland Security Disinformation Governance Board, ostensibly to counter Russian disinformation. But Republican Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan asking DHS Secretary Mayorkas on Thursday whether Jankowicz isn't guilty of disinformation herself.
Is this the same individual who said the dossier was real and the Hunter Biden laptop story was false? Is that the individual who's now running the Disinformation Governance Board?
I'm not familiar with those statements.
Been reported widely.
Not familiar with those.
Jankowicz, in a tweet, had in fact called the Hunter Biden laptop story a fairy tale. Missouri GOP Senator Josh Hawley telling Secretary Mayorkas in a letter, rather than protecting our border or the American homeland, you've chosen to make policing American speech your priority. The country's gross domestic product, its overall output of goods and services, fell by about 1.4% in the first quarter. That's its first drop in 2 years. President Biden says he is not worried about a recession, saying the drop, which was unexpected, can be blamed on technical factors, supply issues, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, critical of the body he heads, saying in Kiev yesterday the UN should have done more to stop Russia from invading Ukraine.
Ukraine is an epicenter of unbearable heartache and pain. I witnessed that very vividly today around Kyiv.
Barely an hour later, the Russians launched a series of air assaults, including on a residential apartment building in Kiev. The House has passed a modification to the World War II era Lend-Lease Act to get Ukraine more weapons with a promise to pay for them later. The original law was passed in 1941 to lend Great Britain fighter planes to help the British fight Nazi Germany prior to the U.S. entry into World War II. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration moving ahead with plans to ban menthol cigarettes.
President Biden had previously pledged to make the sale of menthol cigarettes illegal. Now the Food and Drug Administration is moving forward with the plan, suggesting menthols in flavored cigars are disproportionately used by black smokers and a ban will improve racial health disparities. Menthol accounts for more than a third of cigarettes sold in the U.S. Critics of the ban suggest it will just create an underground market for menthols and criminalize behavior that had previously been legal. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A suspected serial killer has been found guilty of murder in Texas. Billy Shamir was accused of killing 18 older women in the Dallas area. He was convicted Thursday of smothering 81-year-old Lou T. Harris to death. He's been sentenced to life in prison. A public defender is calling for an investigation of Tennessee's execution protocol over Governor Bill Lee's decision to halt last week's scheduled execution of a death row inmate with just an hour to spare, blaming an oversight in preparations. Five inmates since 2018 have chosen to die in Tennessee's electric chair, fearing the state's lethal injection procedure would cause them to suffer. A new study projects climate change could lead to future pandemics.
The study, published in the scientific journal Nature, found that a changing climate may force species to move to more habitable climates, including higher elevations, and that this will produce, quote, novel opportunities for viral sharing among species that were previously geographically isolated. The study examined more than 3,000 mammal species, estimating that their movement into new areas of high human population densities, especially in parts of Asia and Africa, could result in cross-species transmission of viruses 4,000 times. The researchers, including a biologist at Georgetown, concluded that holding a rise in warming below 2 degrees Celsius will not reduce what they called future viral sharing.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.